Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Dane Mizutani covers the Minnesota Vikings for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. He joins us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Dane, it's been a while since we had you on the show. How you doing, my man?
I'm good, Lake. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. And I want to start with this. You know, when you look back to Sunday, kind of what was your assessment of how things played out? Because look, I'll be the first one to say and acknowledge that J.J. McCarthy did not play well. He did not play like the J.J. McCarthy that we saw the week prior in Detroit. But I actually didn't think that KOC coached that well either. I thought that the play calling was shaky. And, of course, when the offensive line has so many false starts, that's not going to help your cause either.
Yeah, I think it was a kind of total system failure across the board offensively. 8 false starts at home is unlike anything I've ever seen, and I don't know if we'll ever see something like that again. Now, was that just a one-off anomaly, or is that because of J.J. McCarthy's cadence? I think most of it falls on the latter. I don't think you can false start 8 times just randomly in a game. So while I don't think that's all on J.J. McCarthy, I do think some of that can be traced back to him. But when you look at just his game as a whole, I think what I've seen, at least on social media and just reaction right after the game, is almost like absolving J.J. McCarthy of any wrongdoing and putting all the blame on Kevin O'Connell. And while I think O'Connell could have been a little play calling, run the ball a little bit more, not abandon the run so early in the game, my assessment walking away from the game is that J.J. McCarthy has a long way to go. He's not accurate enough right now. Clean pockets, the ball does not go where it needs to go. And yes, we see some glimpses of what it could be down the road, but we just don't see enough consistency that is needed to play the quarterback position in the NFL.
I'm totally with you. And that's the reason why I look at Kevin O'Connell. Like, there's so many things that a rookie quarterback has to be on top of, and J.J. McCarthy is a work in progress. Knowing that there's going to be this roller coaster, which is really his rookie season, knowing that you're going to have that roller coaster, I just think that you have to have it nailed down on the coaching side of things to give yourself a better chance at winning when those mistakes do occur.
Yeah, and I think that's where, yes, obviously they could run the ball more. I will not argue with that. I think, the play call that comes to mind, I think, is the 3rd and 1.
Yes!
Shortly after halftime, people are saying, just run the ball there. I understand the the thought process from Kevin O'Connell. It's, well, I'm going to run the ball on fourth and one, so let's take a shot here. And they got the look that they wanted. But I think that's probably one where you just hand the ball to Aaron Jones or Jordan Mason and live to fight another day. So I can understand the frustration with Kevin O'Connell from the fan base in that sense. But I just keep going back to, like, if you just go back and watch the film, it's there. There are throws to be made, and they're just not being made.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. We're talking to Dane Mizutani from the Pioneer Press here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And you did just mention one thing that may be super frustrating, on Sunday. I just think that when Aaron Jones has got it going, you got to lean on him a little bit more. And I know that he gets nicked up from time to time, but it just seemed like the running game with Jordan Mason and Aaron Jones was cooking, and they just didn't utilize it enough. Now, I know that you want to keep those guys fresh, and I know that you don't want to be predictable, but there's a difference between being predictable and the Baltimore Ravens having problems stopping you in the run game.
Yeah, there was an effectiveness from Aaron Jones, specifically Aaron Jones early, and then Jordan Mason once they got him rolling too, that I think it's totally fair criticism to say they should have leaned on those guys a little bit more. Maybe when they had the lead early in the game, when they were up 10-3, when they were up 10-6, shoot, even when they were up 10-9, maybe you can mix in the run a little bit more than you did. But I do think the numbers that are getting thrown around, you know, 48 dropbacks, those are a bit skewed because they were down by 2 touchdowns late in the game. And so those numbers are going to look worse than they should at the end of the day, because when you're trailing, you throw. So I think the people are getting tied up too much in the ratio of how many dropbacks he had, how many times he handed the ball off. Should they have run the ball more? Yes, absolutely. But at the end of the day, they got behind in the game, partially because of J.J. McCarthy, partially because of, you know, like we said, the total system failure on the offensive side. The fumbled kickoff did not help matters at all. But when you trail, you're going to throw a lot. So the ratio that keeps getting hammered home, 48 dropbacks, 17 runs, I don't know. I'm kind of missing with that. So
hey, Dane, so help me with this. Jonathan Greenard got injured on Sunday. Do we know? I know that, you know, Tuesdays is always a day in which you don't, you know, the guys aren't around. It's kind of it's that off day, and guys do it. You know, there's a lot of community stuff that happens. But I know that, you know, they'll be practicing the next day or two, whatever. Is there any thought as to how serious of an injury this is for Greenard?
Unclear on what his status will be for Sunday. But what is good news is Kevin O'Connell told us yesterday on Monday that the early indications coming out of the game itself, nothing serious, nothing long term. And when you see Jonathan Greenard, who is as tough as they come, writhing on the ground in pain, gripping at his shoulder, you think like, oh no, did we just lose this guy for the year? No, I don't think he's gone for the year. I think it's more of a short-term injury. I don't know that he will play Sunday. I don't know that he won't. But right now, I think what the Vikings can feel good about is they kind of dodged the bullet there. Like, he is not going to be out long-term.
Do you think that the defense did their job on Sunday? Because I believe that they did. I thought the defense played extremely well. They were put in some tough spots, and you mentioned the fumbles on the returns. That, you know, I know that they lost one of them. That did not help their cause any. But what was your overall thoughts on Brian Flores' defense?
Yeah, I think it's back-to-back really good games for that defensive unit. After what we saw in Los Angeles against the Chargers, I was worried that the Lions and the Ravens were going to rough up this Vikings defense. and quite the contrary. Like, we saw, you know, obviously a really good game plan against the Detroit Lions that worked. And I thought they had a really good game plan against the Baltimore Ravens that worked. I mean, it looks like 27 points. I know eventually the running game got going for the Ravens, but that's just Lamar Jackson. That's just Derrick Henry. That's going to happen. The Vikings defense, I think, did everything they could to keep the team in the game. I mean, it's kind of been a trend this year at times. The offense didn't do enough on the other end.
I was not at US Bank Stadium on Sunday. And so clearly wasn't, you know, around for post game stuff, but I know that as a guy that is all over this team, what was the reaction of the offensive line guys or anybody that was talking after that 8 false starts on Sunday?
Yeah, they were frustrated. I think the guy that kind of sticks out to me is we talked to Brian O'Neill, and he had 3 of them. He had 3 false starts himself. and he was disgusted. I think he was frankly a little shell-shocked with what just happened. He told us that he had never been a part of something like that, and he vowed as a leader of that offensive line to make sure it gets right. So I think the best word is probably just frustrated, maybe a little bit exasperated at how they could do something like that, because they're at home. It's not they were even the road team where it's noisy and you go in silent count. And like, no, the offense was quiet, or the crowd was quiet while the offense was at work. So I don't know how you can false start eight times in a game. Yes, the offensive line, they weren't okay with what happened. We talked to Wes Phillips, the offensive coordinator, today. He said he was embarrassed by what happened on the field. So it's something that's got to get fixed. And I do believe that they will be unturning every single stone, trying to figure out, you know, the smoking gun, figure out what went wrong, because that can't happen again.
How do you view the Chicago Bears? Because I look at the Bears and I feel like they are an improved team, but I think that they still have a ways to go themselves. I know that, you know, that their record says that they're a solid team. I'm not sure if they're as good as their record. Well, I can't say they're not as good as their record says, because you're as good as your record says you are. But the bottom line is, you know, when I look at this game on Sunday, I do think that the Minnesota Vikings, at least on paper, they're the better of the two teams.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I agree with that. I haven't seen the line yet. I would assume the Vikings are going to be favored.
They're favored by three.
That makes sense. Hometown 3 points. So I think the Vikings are better than the Bears top to bottom. Like, the Bears were going to lose to the Giants if Jackson Dart did not get hurt in this game this past Sunday. And the Giants, by and large, I know Jackson Dart is fun. The Giants stink. And the Bears were trailing to them late in the game. Until Russell Wilson had to come in the game. So the Bears are improved. Caleb Williams has improved. Caleb Williams has an athleticism about him, an escapability about him. Pair that with how he has just improved playing the quarterback position under Ben Johnson. That should have the Vikings' attention. But the Vikings are a better team than the Chicago Bears. I still feel that, you know, deep down. So it's a must-win game for the Vikings. They are going to be favored to win this game. You got to just go out on Sunday, take care of business, get back to 500, and then just see what the future holds after that.
All right, one final Vikings question, and I got a couple of general NFL questions for you, Dane. The last Vikings question is, do you think that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is – I know that he got the contract extension in the offseason, but do you feel like he's on a little bit of a hot seat? Because I'm not sure if he is with the organization, but he definitely is with the fans.
Yeah, I don't know that it's something. If the Vikings miss the playoffs, then Kwesi is gone. Like, I don't think that, because I think that a lot of this has been collaboration between Kwesi and Kevin, And I know Kevin O'Connell got the longer extension, got the more lucrative extension. But I think what we've seen with the Wilfs and their ownership is that they want continuity. They want stability. So maybe there is more of a knee-jerk reaction if the Vikings miss the playoffs and somebody's head has to roll. Maybe that's just Kwesi. But I think the frustration of the fan base, it kind of is what it is. I don't know that it necessarily will inform ownership decision-making at the end of the year.
All right, rapid-fire questions here. This is to this point. This point in the NFL season, as it stands right now, today, who would you give NFL Coach of the Year to?
Mike Vrabel, for sure.
I agree.
I think what he's done in New England is pretty amazing. So, yeah, Mike Vrabel for me.
I agree 100%. Totally agree with you on that. Who would you give NFL MVP to?
You know, I would maybe give it to Jonathan Taylor just because I would like to see a non-quarterback win the award. But it's pretty hard to argue against what Matthew Stafford has done in Los Angeles. And honestly, with what Sam Darnold has done in Seattle. So I think I would probably lean towards Stafford right now.
Me too.
But man, if Jonathan Taylor keeps putting up 3 touchdowns on the ground and 200-yard games, he's going to put himself firmly in the conversation.
All right, last question for you. Who is the best team in the AFC and the best team in the NFC?
You know, see, like, the Chiefs just lost to the Bills, who just lost to the Dolphins. So for me to say Kansas City, people are going to look at me sideways. But it's still Kansas City to me. Like, it's still Patrick Mahomes. It's still that animal, that monster that is the Kansas City Chiefs come January. So give me the Kansas City Chiefs out of the AFC. I know the Patriots have been impressive. I know they're 8-2. They deserve the credit that they're getting. I'll take the Kansas City Chiefs out of the AFC. And I'll take the Los Angeles Rams out of the NFC. I think Matthew Stafford is proven. Sean McVay is proven. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Those guys are Super Bowl champions. I think they deserve to be kind of right firmly in that mix as Super Bowl favorites right now.
I hear you. Hey, Dame, man, always a pleasure to have you on the Lake Show, my man.
Yeah, anytime, man. Happy
Dame,
to do it.
All right, Dame Mizutani from the Pioneer Press. Check out his fine work covering the Minnesota Vikings.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.